Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Chunkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You know, Jason, as you were out, EB was lamenting his sleep once again, and he's now on tart cherry juice, some sort of cherry drink. Do you have a great night's sleep?
I'll never have a great night's sleep. Marginally better? I don't know. Marginally better?
Wasn't great.
I had my red light in the room. I don't really know how to use it. I just put it on. It's had a red light on in there. I don't know. Supposed to help you. That's supposed to help with your anxiety. You think I'm riddled with anxiety. Well, I put the red light in there.
I do think you're in your head, and I think you probably slept better the night before because you were just exhausted.
Well, that's definitely a factor, but you definitely mitigate any impact on supplements and things that you can take. So I do think that supplements impact you. So. But tart cherry juice is not a supplement. That's just like a juice. But if you look up the ingredients in there, there have been studies that show it has tryptophan in it, and it has natural melatonin in it, Jason.
Oh, okay.
And there have been studies that show that it could help you sleep as much as, in one study, 86 minutes longer than group did. But I don't know. Wasn't a great night, but I've had worse.
I could use 86 minutes of sleep.
Well, uninterrupted. Like 86 minutes longer.
So last night and the night before were still
pretty bad. They're okay. I don't know. But then a bunch of people have been chiming in on Twitter and that when you stop drinking alcohol, if you've been a regular drinking of alcohol, that could cause insomnia.
Yeah.
And that very well could be what
you
it is.
You talked about that on Monday. You said maybe I should just have a drink a night and I'll sleep better.
Well, yeah.
But that hasn't happened yet.
No. Yeah. But because I just want to prove to myself go at least a month. But
so you're at 25 days or 27?
I guess, whatever today is. But
25 days.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know if you stop drinking cold turkey, that one side effect could be that you have some insomnia.
Mm-hmm. Having some withdrawals.
I know. The color withdrawals, I mean, I don't feel any withdrawals, but it obviously affects your system where you get used to maybe having, you know, a drink or two.
All right, let's get into the Junkie Sports page, Mr. Bishop.
All right.
By the way, I'm playing golf today. It's supposed to feel like 108, 110. I brought two shirts, two hats. I'm bringing a couple little liquid IVs. I'm fully prepared. And I think I have eight gloves.
I don't know how you're doing it.
I'm getting together with friends. I rarely see them.
Matt, how did you fare on Monday?
He balled out at Caves.
But what was the weather? I mean, the weather was brutal.
I mean, it was brutally hot.
Yeah.
I had about 10 waters and 5 Gatorades because they had them all out throughout the course. This is a lifesaver. If you're a head pro at a club, you need to have coolers with ice and towels like every 3 or 4 holes.
Cool your body.
Cool the body. Put it around your neck. Put it on top of your head. Days like this, it's a lifesaver.
I had a buddy that played yesterday, and he walks. And he said it was fine, but he's a very fit guy. He's a guy that's a trainer. He's a guy that had the hole in one, my buddy Adam. But he said it did hit him when he was done. He was fine during it, at the end he was wiped
out. There is a wall that when you do play in elements like this that you get very fatigued. It's almost like a daze that comes over you.
Yeah,
where you kind of have like this brain fog. The heat gives you this brain fog. So, like some sugar helps, ice towels, staying hydrated with water, Gatorades, whatever.
That's why I brought my liquid IVs. I go out and hit balls in the back, and my mom, I come inside, you know, because my mom's staying with us, and she is always asking me if I'm having a heat stroke because I'm so sweaty.
She's concerned.
Yeah, she's like, are you okay? Yeah. Are you having a stroke? I go, no, mom, it's fine. I hit balls for an hour.
Iced house.
Yeah, iced house. All right, I like it.
I have to sit outside probably for 4 hours tonight doing the B-Meat announcer.
You at least can sit under a tent or something, right? Can you be under something?
An awning. I'll have an umbrella.
Yeah. All right.
That's going to be warm.
I don't know why you volunteer for that stuff. Just say no.
Have to. You have to do something. If you're part of the swim team, you have to either do that or be a stroke and turn judge or work the grill.
Your wife.
She does that too.
Oh, I don't do anything.
You got to do in like 5 or 6 hours.
Both parents have to do it.
Yeah.
You sure?
They're kind of expected to volunteer and help out.
Yeah, I don't volunteer.
I mean, you could probably get away with it not doing it.
Trust me, you can. I've done it for 15 years. I'm out on volunteering.
My kid doesn't even do the B meets.
Right. Oh, that's even worse. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, the weather's supposed to be brutal again today and then starting to taper down a little bit. And then Friday's supposed to be in the low 80s.
That's good.
Man, so we need that.
Kind of sized the A meet guy. Is grooming another. It looks like he's got another apprentice.
Good.
Which I'm cool with being in the JV.
it's a little easier. You want to be like a backup.
All I really
you
have
be
to
like
do
third or fourth string.
Is just introduce the race. So I just say 25 meter butterfly,
right?
Girls 10 and under.
Right.
But in the A meet, you have to do each individual name.
Right.
Oh yeah, I was going to say I have to introduce each swimmer, but you don't have to. You don't have to do that
on the B meet. You don't really have to do that.
Very good.
Gotcha. That's a bonus. You can, but a lot of times for the B meets, kids don't show up. It's a lot of names you got to scratch out.
All right, Jason. So tell me what happened with the Nats last night.
You want to start off with the Nats?
Yeah, I want to start with the Nats.
Well, you know they're out in San Diego. By the way, Cakes what time's his flight?
Early this morning.
It's got to be early.
I think he's probably on his way to the airport right now or at the airport for his sex trip.
So he's probably got a 7 or 7:30 flight because I know he's going to the game today, which is it's 1:10 West Coast time.
Which would be 4 o'clock here.
4 o'clock
here.
Yeah,
he definitely has an early flight.
Yeah.
It's crazy he's going to a baseball game on the road and he never goes to one here.
Yeah, he's looking for stuff to do.
Well, the Nats, who won the first game of the series on Monday and they pounded out a bunch of runs, including, you know, I think Abrams and Wood went combined 6 for 10 and had a bunch of RBIs. Well, last night they dropped 1-4-3. They only managed 7 hits last night.
Didn't get nearly as much production.
CJ Abrams had a couple hits. James Wood did have a couple RBIs, but Trevor Williams, he gets the loss. He's now 3-9 and he allowed 4 runs in 5 innings. So they just couldn't muster up anything offensively. They'd lose 4-3. And, of course, today they're going to play at 4:10 our time. And this pitching matchup today, I believe, is Mackenzie Gore against Nick Pivetta. All right. So you got Matt Gore out there today at 4:10.
You got as good a shot as any.
And then I think they have off tomorrow, and then they play the Angels for 3 in L.A.
And then they come back. I'm wondering when they finally come back. What the crowds are going to be like here.
I think they're going to be about the same.
I think there's going to be even more apathy and discontent. I think that patience is wearing thin by the fans.
Don't you think it's pretty obvious they're not going to do anything? It's pretty obvious to me they're not going to do anything, barring another like catastrophic thing, you know, like a 1-15 or something. I think Mike's going to just hold the fort.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's too loyal for Davey for whatever reason. They're kind of tied together. Now, they may not re-up him, but I don't see him mid-season firing.
I think he would have already done it.
But ownership could swoop in and do it.
They could.
They could. They could force him to do it.
They could.
But if they're not forcing him to do it after going 0-11 in an 11-game losing streak, I can't imagine they're going to do it now.
Right. I'm more thinking about what they're going to do with the players and free agency. There are those whispers that they actually want to acquire an ace.
Well, they need some things to build
on.
They need to start changing...
Their game plan, their strategy.
We're not going to get JoJo back, right? Until maybe the end of the year. Would JoJo maybe get a September call-up to see where he's at?
Yeah.
You need to see Cavalli. You need to see where he's at. They say he's healthy. He's pitching, right, every fifth day?
Well, every time we have Mike on, and I guess we're not having Mike on today.
yeah,
since he's out west. But every time we ask him about it, he said, "Yeah, he's pitching. He's
pitching. He's, you know, we're getting him ready.
Been throwing
stretching
well.
Him out and all that."
He always says he's throwing well.
Right?
Is he?
And that's what they claim.
I don't know. We need to get him back up. See where he's at. We need to see where JoJo's at, because then you have some building blocks, right? You have you have Gore, Cavalli, if he lives up to the hype, and JoJo. Those are three decent. Those are decent pitchers.
Yeah, but it's just complete unknowns, especially with Cade, you know?
Well, maybe.
But I could see them, you know, dumping a few players before the trade deadline, maybe a Kyle Finnegan type. You know, whoever's on a one-year deal, expiring contracts, I could see them making some moves before the deadline in end of July. So we'll see. But they did lose 4-3, and they'll play an afternoon game today. I couldn't believe this. I mean, people are so stupid. So Ketel Marte is the second baseman for the D-backs, and he was playing against the White Sox in Wrigley last night. Now, Marte's mom died in 2017 in a car accident in the DR, in the Dominican Republic, and some fan last night was chirping at Marte about his mom, okay? Marte started to cry at one point. Because, you know, he was obviously very close to his mom, Elpidia Valdez, who died in 2017. So this idiot, this fan, was chirping, and Marte put his head down, and he had an impact on him. He started to tear up. Torrey Lovello, the manager of the D-backs, and I think the pitching coach or maybe the hitting coach, heard it and told security, "Get this guy out of here." So the man was ejected. But what a freaking loser that this guy is chirping at a major league player about his mom dying in the Dominican in 2017.
I don't know.
I mean, he's a complete loser.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention last week you had the reliever at the Pirates game jump up and smack a fan for yelling down at him.
Yes. Yeah, and that was on video.
Yeah. Dude, fans have no filter now.
But
no,
they're just, I mean, you're just an... a complete moron. You're just a loser of a human if you're going to chirp to a player. It's one thing to chirp at a guy and go, "You're going to strike out again." You know, that's, you know, kind of gamesmanship. But to chirp about his mom dying? Mm. I mean, you got no life. I don't know how they can, I don't know if they can ban this fan forever, but they tossed him out of the game for last night. But what a loser. Just a complete moron. All right, so we opened up the show talking about the trade that the Wizards made last night. And they dealt Jordan Poole, who's got a couple years left on his deal, making about $30 million a year, to New Orleans for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick.
Are you surprised that they dealt Poole? I think when you acquired him, you kind of figured eventually they would move on from him. But it felt like they warmed up to him. They talked about how everybody liked him.
Much better year last year.
Much better year.
But not surprised at all. Yeah. He's never going to be part of a long-term plan.
No.
And then they draft Carrington. That appears to be your point guard of the future.
It appears to be, but what if they draft a point guard tomorrow?
Or that's tonight? Why I say appear. Yeah. I'm not convinced. So, I know they like him. I liked him.
McCollum,
I think I went to when he had his season high.
McCollum is in his last year. His deal expires at the end of this year. He's making about $30 million a year, almost 31. Chris Middleton, he picked up his player option. He's making 33, but his deal expires as well. Marcus Smart, who they acquired last year, his deal expires. He's making 21.5. They traded for Olynyk. His deal expires. He's making about 13.5.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they've got five or six deals, pretty big deals, that are expiring at the end of the year. So they're looking at possibly $100 million in cap space for next year.
They have a lot of guys now that have bounced around the league, like Olynyk and Marcus Smart. Well, I guess Marcus Smart hasn't been a ton of teams, but it seems like some of these guys have bounced around on a bunch of teams. I did put up our
Smart's only been with three teams.
Yeah, I did put up our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety of 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the question is, do you have faith in the Wizards rebuild?
This is what Will Dawkins wanted to do, man. He wanted to just clear it all out, acquire a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of young players. And he's obviously acquiring veterans on their last year of their deals. Maybe they aren't done making trades. Maybe they're trading one of these guys that they've already acquired. Who knows?
You can vote at Junks Radio. I put that up on our Facebook page, too, facebook.com/thejunks. And just looking at all the comments, not a lot of faith and a lot of cynicism. Here's an example of a comment. Is it a rebuild if you've never built? We sometimes talk about like the Commander's generation of fans that had never seen any winning until this last year, any winning of significance. They made the NFC Championship. So somebody like my daughter's 24 years old, highlight of her fandom, rooting for the Redskins, now Commanders, was 2012 with RG3. Mm-hmm. And then when they beat Detroit, make it to the NFC Championship, she literally said it was the happiest day of her life.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards, even worse. It's 40 years.
Yeah.
But I think you have to remember that the people, the executives that are making the decisions now have only been here for 2 years. So, and they have been a part of a rebuild that was built.
It's just an inexact science, though. I mean, obviously OKC pulled it off,
mm-hmm.
But others have tried and they're just kind of still flailing. So we'll see. We're in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean,
There's no turning back now.
NBA champions have superstars. That's what they have.
Right.
And you just have to hit on a superstar. And is that going to be Alex Saar? And a lot of people question that. Is it going to be Koulibaly? A lot of people question that.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks he's going to be a superstar.
Yeah, but you have to have one. You can't just have a bunch of role players.
The Pacers came pretty close.
I mean, Siakam's better than anybody, is 10 times better than anybody the Wizards have.
Okay, but would anybody call him a superstar?
No, he's not a superstar.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean,
Halliburton might be close to it.
Maybe on the verge.
I mean, he played on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Or he was on the Olympic team.
If they don't have superstars, they have borderline stars.
Before I went to bed last night, did I see a report that Durant was unhappy with the Rockets, or was that just fake news?
I did not see that. I saw that, you know, Drew Holiday is upset that he got traded away from the Celtics.
I'm seeing so many like rumors and stuff.
I think that was a Sintel.
What does that mean?
It was goof news. There's so much goofy news out there in Facebook pages of misinformation that
I just saw a tweet about it.
Yeah.
Like he's unhappy or something.
Yeah.
NBA Sintel is just like a parody account.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's pretty popular.
I don't follow that account, but maybe somebody retweeted it. I just saw something, and I was like, what? You guys been there 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean.
Seemed reasonably okay with it when they were interviewing him at Fanatics Fest. He actually said it was great that he found out the news at Fanatics Fest.
Well, that's why I wouldn't believe that tweet.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense
to me. He's probably buying into that fake stuff.
I kind of think if he doesn't win a title with the Rockets, and I don't expect him to, legacy's tainted a little bit. I lost a little bit for my guy, Kevin Durant.
He's a stud, but he's kind of just an NBA journeyman stud.
Like, he's just not won enough.
Yeah. Superstar, but.
And I still do kind of question the move, because you're giving up a young up-and-comer, could be a star, who's 22 years old, for a 37-year-old who has had an Achilles injury, has been broken down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is he 37? Maybe he's a little bit younger, 36. But. I mean, does he put you over the top? Does Kevin Durant, who's almost 40, put you over the top for the Houston Rockets? I don't know. I don't think so.
Only way that you justify that in the end is if you win an NBA title.
Correct.
I don't know that you're going to win an NBA title with Durant and Sengun.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think they have the second best odds right now. So Vegas thinks they have a legitimate shot.
Yeah, I question it, but. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be wrong. All right. Last but not least, a decision. We were talking about expansion, I think, on Monday. And I know JP hates expansion and the length of the NBA playoffs. And every team or every league has done it. You're seeing expansion in college conferences. Well, now they're talking about expanding the NCAA tournament again.
Ugh.
So they, of course, went to 64 in 1985, and then they bumped it up to 68. With the play-in games in Dayton. Now they're talking about possibly moving it to 76 teams, and that would start this year. They said a decision would be made in the next couple of weeks to expand the both the men's and women's NCAA hoops tournament to 76.
I've kind of been pro expansion on that.
You want every team in it.
Well, not every team, but the more the merrier.
Yeah, right. Well, that would be a big jump. That would be the biggest jump for the NCAA tournament since 1985.
So how does that just be more so-called
basically 12 play-ins?
Yeah. I think right? there'd be
more, you chop it down to 64.
Well, I think there would be another. So now they have the play-ins in Dayton.
Yeah.
They would pick another site or two to have more play-ins.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It'd be in the middle of the country.
For some reason, like when the Terps would be sort of on the outside looking in and they'd have these mid-majors that would get in. I'm like, come on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's let them all in.
Well, you might get an 8-team jump.
All right, I'm for it.
And that would be for this year.
I'm for
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in.
Caitlin Clark, she's been on like the shooting drought. I didn't even.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin Clark. They won last night.
They won, but she only had 6 points. She went 0-for-6 from threes.
Yep.
You did the math on her last three games.
1-for-23 from beyond.
Crazy
cold streak.
Gold, yeah.
I mean, it happens obviously, but it's wild.
You wouldn't expect it from
her. Not from her. No.
800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, we got our mock draft coming up at 8:00. See who the Wizards take. Keith Smith, who covers the NBA for Spot Rack, he'll join us coming up at 9:25 here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.